United Nations blast Iran's human rights record? Will persecution threats stop church growth in India? What do you think? And a ministry adds a new component to its outreach in South Asia. Stay tuned to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A special United Nations rapporteur released a scathing report detailing widespread human rights abuses in Iran. Iran's government defiantly dismissed the report. Todd Nettleton is a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA.
They're not going to fool the people inside Iran who know this is going on, and they're not going to fool the international community because the stories are just too consistent. And even though they would like for the information to stay locked in Iran, it does get out, and groups like the Voice of the Martyrs and others are able to say, this is what's really happening behind the scenes.
The Supreme Council is made up of Islamic leaders. They're the ones really calling the shots. They're also the ones who stand to lose the most with the growth of the church. The resulting crackdown has had a reverse effect.
The people identify that as being done by Islam, and so they see the failure of Islam in their country, and they are very open to the gospel.
BOM has several programs encouraging believers in Iran. Our website has links to connect you. Next, tides are turning for IDOP Sunday. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming this Sunday, November 3rd. Now, instead of asking for prayer, Seoul, USA says North Korea's underground church is praying for Christians in the West. North Korea is the world's worst gospel opponent and persecutor of Christ followers. Officials routinely put believers in modern-day concentration camps and worse. Find ways to pray at our website. This is Mission Network News. In some parts of India, who or what you put your faith in holds the power of life and death. Wherever that's the case, sharing the gospel is a challenge, says Dave Stravers.
There has been hostility for centuries in places like Orissa and northern India. In years past, decades ago, it's virtually impossible to do ministry in these places.
Stravers is president of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. They're teaching national believers how to share Christ boldly with their neighbors.
Most of the believers in India are poor with few resources, and because such a large percentage of the church is first-generation believers, they don't have a lot of understanding, skills in terms of ministries.
There's a list of material needs that you can help meet at our website. New believers in India know they'll face persecution and resistance. Pray for courage and strength, and that they'll look to the eternal significance of their work. Next, picture this. You're one of the 500 million people living in less than $2 a day in South Asia. One day, your child gets sick. You're too poor to buy medicine, and the nearest doctor is days away. What do you do? This scenario is why Gospel for Asia is adding a health and hygiene component to their ministry. Find the full story and ways to help at our website. Pray GFA workers get a chance to share the gospel as they care for basic needs in India. And Mission Aviation Fellowship's providing more than aviation to those in need in Kalimantan, Indonesia. It's providing accommodation, rest, assistance, and more. MAF missionary Laura Personair says as pilots fly patients to the hospital, family members were on their own.
These villagers didn't know anybody here in this city and had nowhere to stay, but they had to be at the hospital. The hospital here doesn't provide any room for families. And the hospital here also does not provide food for most patients.
That's why MAF opened a hospital guest house, which can take care of four families at a time. Personair says families are beyond grateful.
That opens up the conversation for, you know, why is MAF here? What are we doing? It's not just about the hospital house. It's so much more than that. The wives here are going over and praying with the patients and the families that are in the hospital house.
The gospel's being shared. Hearts are changing. Support their work through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you frustrated by the mistakes you've made? With your best gift, Mission Network News will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. It tells us that in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God is there ready to use us. Get your copy with your gift of any amount at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.